6 dead, nearly 45 injured in fresh Israeli airstrikes targeting the Gaza Strip since yesterday. The death toll is expected to rise since a number of the injured are in critical condition. The Israeli military pounded the Gaza Strip after four of its troops were injured in a rocket attack launched from the besieged coastal enclave. Palestinian fighters fire homemade rockets into Israel to retaliate its deadly airstrikes on Gaza. The attacks don't usually result in any fatalities. Nevertheless, the Israeli military responds by heavy air raids. Some Palestinian sources say that Tel Aviv is even using internationally banned weapons to strike the territory.
The Ministry of Health is saying that Israeli forces are using internationally banned weapons, and this is what causes the amputations and what causes the upper and lower torsos of some people to be cut to pieces, and the bodies of the victims to be cut to pieces due to the types of weapons that are being used against the Palestinian civilians in Gaza. The people in Gaza are blaming the international silence for what's happening to them, not only in the past 24 hours, but also for the past years, and also during the war in Gaza, which claimed nearly 1,400 Palestinian lives in the Gaza Strip, including hundreds of women and children.
Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined with Mr. Harry Feher, who is a filmmaker and activist who is currently in Gaza. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us. And I wanted to ask, you know, continued Israeli violence against the Gaza Strip, does that essentially show that the Israeli siege on Gaza, in a sense, has failed, considering Israel needs to resort to violence as well now?
Well, the siege was put in place not particularly for prevention of terrorism in the Israeli context. It was put in place to oppress the Palestinians in Gaza and to ensure that they are not able to thrive and fulfill their potential as a people. If that were to happen, if they were able to fulfill their potential, that would pose a serious threat to the state of Israel, because you would have a thriving Palestinian national entity, which Israel is in many ways successfully oppressing here in Gaza today. It's managing to put a downward pressure on the success of Gaza, and it has to resort to violence in order to exact its counter-terrorism policy on the Gaza Strip. But of course, the way it does that invokes collateral damage, so-called, killing innocent men, women and children on a routine basis.
I also wanted to get your view, you know, an outsider's view, because you are visiting the Gaza Strip currently. I'd like to get your outsider's view on how this continued Israeli airstrikes on the Gaza Strip affect daily life.
Well, I mean, half an hour ago, I was in a taxi in central Gaza City, and I was talking to the taxi driver. I said, "Where do you live?" It was a dangerous part of East Gaza City. Did you hear the attacks last night, an average night of an escalation in Gaza? And he said, "Yes, of course, we did not sleep." I said, "How many children do you have?" He said, "I have seven children. None of them slept last night." And so children here suffer from continuing traumatic stress disorder. The psychological burden on practically all of Gazans is extremely grave. And so this violence affects everyone, not just those who are injured or martyred.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Mr. Harry Feher, filmmaker and activist, currently in Gaza. Thanks a lot for that.